Thank you for choosing Rush Top Fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you today?
Hey, I have an issue that I had spoken to one of your colleagues about, and then a bigger issue popped up, and I didn't get the original one resolved.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so well, the a truck drove by and ripped the line off of my house the last week
Oh,
while I
no.
was trying to troubleshoot. So, but yeah, so I just wanted to see if you could check in on the notes and you know we could sort of get back to the original issue that I was trying to get resolved.
Oh, very much so. What's your last name, sir?
It's Lubo, LUB as in boy, OW.
Robert?
Yes.
And what is your service address?
334 Foxhall Avenue, Kingston.
Thank you very much. What's the email address we have on file?
Should be robertilubo@gmail.com.
Thank you very much for that. Let me double check our notes real quick. I actually am not seeing any notes or trouble tickets going on for this. Let me make you a trouble ticket for this real quick because this is a very high priority issue.
Well, the fiber line has been repaired. That is not the issue that I need addressed.
Okay, I do see it now. Yeah, that was actually we do have a closed out ticket for that one. Okay. What's the new issue?
Okay, so the new issue, which is actually the original issue, so we're using our own router, and there are it seems like there is data that is being lost or delayed. So basically, like if I click on a link in an email that is redirecting to a website, it won't load that website. Or if I'm in WhatsApp or another chat app, it'll give me a, you know, it'll tell me message sent, and then 3 hours later, I'll get an error back saying message never sent. You know, this is the same router setup that we were using with Spectrum and did not have any issues. So the colleague that I spoke to of yours last time said there is some sort of known issue with third-party routers, and she was going to have IT look into it and then possibly send somebody out here with an Archtop router to see if it's you know, causing the same issue.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. The reasoning behind that. So we do. I do hate to admit it. We do experience a lot of outgoing issues with even if it's not the router, if it's just the modem itself. If you're using a third party modem, it might not be able to fully interpret our fiber optic signal properly. So can definitely send have a technician come out and see if a if hooking up the Archtop fiber router is actually going to fix the issue, just to see if that is the case. I can definitely schedule that out for you, and we can actually do that today if that is something you're interested in. And that way we can take care of that issue today or tomorrow, just to make sure that we're covering our bases and making sure everything's good to go. But if you're using the same router, I'm looking at it. What is your current router you're using?
It is, hold on, let me put you on speaker so I could pull up the exact thing. It's an Eero mesh router system. I'm not sure if it's an Eero 5 or an Eero 6.
Okay, the Eero 6. Okay, I'm looking at that right now.
Yeah, and we are using your modem.
Okay.
It's just the router that is different.
Okay, so that could be part of the issue is you're using the Eero's Meshify system where it allows you to pretty much have those little the different satellites throughout at your home and everything. One of the suggestions that I would honestly make is yes, go ahead instead of having the main Eero router be the connection point, instead have our modem go into our router and then have because our router does have its own Ethernet port to, kind of push out. You can push out the Ethernet signal to that mesh system. So you're still everything still stays connected. You just have it like that one little extra step in between just to make sure that you're having proper communication. So let me schedule you out for a what we call it a upgraded service truck roll. Essentially, we're just providing you with that router ourselves. Let me see what we have available for today, if we have anything. I know we did have a couple of cancellations due to other issues. So we could actually have a technician out to you by one to take care of this if that's something you'd be interested in.
I just me and my husband both work from home and can't really spare the downtime.
Okay.
What time do you send your what's the last appointment that's available today? Just out of curiosity, and if not, we'll do it tomorrow.
So we do have a technician who is actually going to be on until 6. We can actually have them come out to you at anywhere between 3 and 4, 3 or 4 o'clock, to actually be able to take care of this, make it like their last appointment for the day, just to make sure this gets handled. So it looks like, yeah, we could do 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock with Stephen for coming out to double check and verify all of this information for you, if you like.
Gotcha. Yeah, I sadly I need the internet to be fully on until 5:30.
Yeah.
So I guess what do you have available tomorrow? Because I could time our lunch breaks to coincide with that appointment.
Ooh, we are actually booked tomorrow. So the earliest we have, like the only appointment we have available tomorrow is an 8 a.m.,
Gotcha.
which does suck. And luckily the swapping actually doesn't take that much time. It's literally, we just come in, we essentially bring you the router, plug it in, set it up, do a quick test and see how it goes. It's downtime, maybe 20 minutes, if that.
Gotcha. Okay. Well then I guess let's go ahead and get that set up for today, and then I'll see if we can just survive without it for 20 minutes.
Alrighty. So do you want later in the day is probably better for you guys, just to make sure, like, time it with like breaks if you need to.
Yeah, actually, hold on one sec. Let me just go ask and make sure that there's no meeting scheduled with my partner. I'm gonna put
Okay.
you on mute for just one second.
Take your time.
Okay, yeah, I think that we would be good to go, 3, 4 p.m. Whenever that appointment was available.
All right, so I'm just writing in a quick note for this one for a task for this one. Let me get him in. That is with Steven, and we're going to schedule that out for today at 3, just to make sure that we can take care of that. 3 a.m., 3 p.m. today. All right, so I'm sending this out with an upgraded service truck roll with Steven to pretty much get in touch with you. I'm going to include your cell phone and connect it to your address so he knows where we're going and everything. All of that is good to go. And Steven should be out there by about somewhere between 3 and 3:10, just to make sure that, there is a bit of a drive window just in case. And he should be, once he's there, he'll be able to get you set up with that router to get your system taken care of. And
Great.
hope
And then
and,
I, sorry, go ahead.
uh, if he will also test if there's any other issues, just to make sure that everything's good to go on our side.
Okay, cool. And then is there any additional cost associated with that router? Because the whole reason I'm using Eero is because it's paid off, and I don't want to have to spend more for a second router.
Not at all. All equipment that is provided by Archtop Fiber is included in the cost of your service. So there's no like rental fee like you would expect with like Spectrum, where they're like, oh, hey, unless you're paying us so much money a month, we're going to charge you $10 a month for having a modem and a router from us. So you don't have to worry about that with
Gotcha.
us. With that with us, so everything's included in your basic costs.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, I appreciate your help in getting that set up.
No, you're quite welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, I think that's everything.
All right, Robert. Well, thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber with your issue. We will definitely make sure we get out to you and try to get this corrected and hopefully fix the issue of you having connection downtimes.
All right, sounds good.
Have a good day.
All right, thanks, you too.
Bye-bye.